This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Finding Your Bliss with host Judy Liebrack, heard every Saturday at 1 p.m. on Zoomer Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Finding Your Bliss, the show that helps you find and follow your bliss. I'm Judy Liebrack, and we have a great show for you today. First up, we have the incredible Alana Kafetz, who helps women grow their brands with joy, not burnout. We're going to hear more about her in just a moment. And later on in the show, we have singer-songwriter Sage Siegel back on the program, and you're going to hear some live music from her that happened at Ellen Schwartz's fabulous cottage. It was a Jake's Jam event. More on that later on in the show. But first, I'm joined by an awesome Toronto-based mom who's nursing her baby right now. I'm really impressed. I've never seen that in 600 interviews, and I'm impressed. She's an entrepreneur and a community leader who's known for building vibrant support spaces for mothers and their families. Alana really is the ultimate community builder, and she's a connector. She brings people together. She's a networking maven, and she's a seasoned events and marketing professional with years of experience under her belt planning complex events for startups and corporate and not-for-profit organizations. She's also the visionary creator and founder of this wonderful community called the Mom Halo, a thriving community for moms offering in-person and virtual events such as MomFest and Camp Mom Halo, and a popular podcast with 96 episodes, and I listened to a lot of them. So she has a podcast called The Mom Halo, tailored for modern parenthood. She initially launched Moms TO in Toronto and then expanded those social meetups to cities like Hamilton and New York City, driven by her passion for helping moms feel less isolated. I wish you were there when I had my first child. You're amazing. Mom Halo is a dynamic community dedicated to transforming motherhood. And their mission is really to enrich moms' lives by providing exceptional experiences that prioritize moms' well-being and joy. After having her first child, Alana looked for ways to connect with other moms and didn't exactly find something that was her speed, if you will. So she began hosting events, first in her home and then all around Toronto in various restaurants and cafes. Eventually, Alana started running monthly mommy daytime socials and getaways to Prince Edward County, the wine county. Love that place. We just had on Sonia Smits, who owns the Kloss and Chase Vineyard. Before she even realized, Mom Halo was born, reinventing motherhood forever. And if that weren't enough, Alana is also the mother of four. Here's her newest baby here. She seems to do it all in such a chill way and with such great humor and authenticity, joy and positivity. And what I've always noticed about her is that she just has great energy. How does she do it? We're going to find out. She has also raised $250,000 for Sick Kids Hospital to support parents and caregivers. So she's also a fundraising advocate. And as a mom of four kids under the age of eight, she has reinvented how she tackles life's challenges. She's created a method for mom entrepreneurs called the Kafetz Method that is a lifestyle-first approach to business that puts your dreams at the center of your biz plans. As well, Alana acquired the Mommyfluencer agency, matchmaking the right mom creator to the right brands. In addition to all this, as mentioned, Alana is the mother of four, but my favorite video of her on her Instagram page, Mom Halo, is of her modestly nursing her first baby under a nursing blanket, so calm and peaceful and beautiful, to her fourth baby where she's outside in her backyard getting down to business, top off, nursing her baby. Alana, you're a marvel. Welcome to Finding Your Bliss. So delightful to have you here. Thank you so much.
Wow, Judy, do you want to follow me around all day reading my poem?
Of course.
I have not taken stock of this little life of mine. And to hear you read for 3 minutes, my bio was just, I'm gobsmacked right now. Thank you so much, Judy.
You're so welcome. Such a joy. Alana, I've known about you for a long time from Errepreneur's wonderful Leslie Gottlieb, who is a huge fan of yours. And I know you of hers. And I always heard about this wonderful group that you created called the Mom Halo, which you started in your living room. And you were, as you write, and I quote now, lonely, depressed, and out of sorts with your life. You write, I didn't have anyone to talk to about being a mom. And Alana, this reminded me so much of Erica M., who's been a guest on our show 5 times, and how she felt when she started Yummy Mummy. And what I found so cool about your story is that you didn't think anyone would show up, and 19 people did show up. And one of them asked you, what's the catch? And you said nothing. I just want moms to come together and find happiness and strength from one another. Can you tell us more about Mom Halo and what it is about you that attracted 19 people to show up that day?
That's a story that takes me right back to the beginning. Thank you so much for sharing. And Erica M. is like a mentor to me and a friend. And I'm honored to be even mentioned in the same sentence as her because she's such a mega giant. And also, I am grateful, of course, to Leslie Gottlieb, who is a friend and a client turned really good friend who made this connection. So I'm very grateful. And take me right back to that story. Wow. Yeah, I had my first child and I felt like I was sold a bill of goods, meaning I had no idea what I was getting myself into in the early stages of motherhood. And as a first-time mom, I felt very isolated and alone. I feel like that story is a common story. And mm-hmm. I kept going, Judy, to like music classes in basements or mommy groups. And everywhere I went, I didn't meet anyone. Not one person turned around and introduced them. It was just so isolating. This is pre-COVID times, obviously. And I said to my husband, I think I'm just going to like put out there on a Facebook page, inviting women from the neighborhood to come to my house just to socialize.
Wow.
And I said, very cheeky, bring your babies, your bottles, and your boobs, something like this. And a small house, like in little Portugal, you know, these like little tiny houses. I had 19 women show up that day. And I'll never forget that one moment. This French Canadian woman from Quebec said to me in her very deep French accent, like, what's the catch? What are you selling? I said, I'm selling absolutely nothing. I just testing to see. Fast forward a couple of months later, we hosted our first event. I realized I need a bigger space. And before I knew it, Moms Tio was born.
Wow. What a great story. I really love that. And I even love how you said it so like authentically and real. Bring yourself, your boobs, your kids, your energy and come. And people, I think, were attracted to that authenticity and felt less alone. And so you gave them permission to actually feel part of a community, which is the one thing you lack. And you're right that they don't prepare you for. Through Mom Halo, you really redefined the motherhood journey, as it were, offering time, space, and permission for self-care and personal growth. And whatever you do, your community seems to thrive on creating this meaning, value, connection, fun, education, and ensuring that everyone enjoys a fulfilling and empowered experience. Where did you learn how to do all of this?
Yeah, it's wonderful. You know, I had a pretty lofty career in nonprofit. I had a really cool opportunity to also work in some co-working environments. And when the shared economy came around, the sort of advent of Uber and Airbnb, I was always super impressed with this idea and believing in humanity, like believing in the faith that people really are good and want to take care of one another. Yes. And I've always just come from this place. I also think because I grew a career in nonprofit, I always was very cautious about how I spend my dollars, how I spend my time, and understanding that connecting people to one another is one of the ultimate parts of being a human being. We're social animals. We need to connect, especially women, where our sense of self and purpose is so driven by connection. Yes. And I learned that at a very young age. And I think that is why I was able to create a community on the back of really putting mothers specifically at the center of the parenting conversation.
Do you think this might also have something to do with the fact that you had a very happy childhood and that you are still supremely close to your beloved parents, who you say you have a short umbilical cord, that there's such wonderful closeness?
Sure. I love that, Judy. Thank you. Wow. You did your research, woman. Wow. I'm so impressed with you. Good journalism. I feel very, very close to my family. I have three also siblings. So I have a big adult family relationship with lots of adult siblings. And I am very close to my parents. And I have to say, yeah, I had a really, really, really happy childhood. I never wanted for anything. And my parents are also dynamic people, each one of them incredibly bright, incredibly generous, incredibly social. And I grew up with them creating community for themselves. And I'll just a short story. My parents are entering their 80s now. And the same people who were their bridal party at their wedding are the same people that were at their 80th birthday party. And we're talking about like many dozens of people who are couples and they've known them for a lifetime. So I just believe that I grew up in a family that really valued connection and deep lifelong relationships. And motherhood was one of those moments that I came into where I wasn't necessarily launched into motherhood at the same time as my peer group at the time. People had children before us and after us. So creating that community, creating new adult friendships felt priceless.
And it is, isn't it? The friends that you make through your kids, there's something about those friends that are just like rooted in your heart always, you know, it's so, so true. You know, again, and I don't mean to be stuck on this, how the 19 people showed up that day, but it really reminded me of so many things, even on this show, including this wonderful guest we had on the program way back during COVID named Shelley Tegelsky, who's a mindfulness yoga teacher. And at the height of the pandemic, she wrote a book called Sit Down to Rise Up. And in it, she talked about how during COVID, she also wrote on a Facebook page, everyone come to Miami Beach, just bring a yoga mat or a towel and let's do yoga. And only 8 people showed up and she was freaking out. She kept at it. The next week, 20 people showed up. And within 2 months, she had 1,000 people. And so this struck me that if you build it, they will come, but you have to know how to build it. And you have done this and are doing this again as a lifestyle coach for female entrepreneurs. You teach women how to find balance and still be happy and successful business owners with your wonderful KFITS method, a network of cool mom pals. And I was so excited to hear that this phenomenal coaching program, the KFITS method, is starting again this September. In your own words, what exactly is the KFITS method? And for everyone, by the way, Alana's last name, of course, is KFITS. But what is it exactly?
Sure. Thank you so much. I think people are accelerated in business and entrepreneurship through mentorship and coaching, right? There's a shorter path forward. And if you can make the investment in yourself, time and energy, somebody like you, Judy, somebody like me, we've built some really interesting, incredible parts of our lives. And I kind of wish I've had incredible coaches in my life, incredible. And I've come to the point now where I have dismantled, I've reinvented, I've pivoted. And the thing that really keeps coming to the forefront for me is I love helping women make money. It's my favorite activity. I compulsively and impulsively love entrepreneurship. And especially when I see somebody at the breaking point where they're about to launch a business or thinking about it, they have a side hustle, they haven't gone full in. And the mistake that I've seen people make that I try to help, I want to say solve or empower, is that a lot of women, when they do take the final jump into entrepreneurship, into their business dream, into their passion, they often lose sight of themselves, their family dynamic, the things that really matter. So the KFITS method is really a lifestyle first approach to business, where not only do I put your profit line at center of the conversation, we always talk about what are your dreams and how are we going to get there? And let that be an access point as we move towards building and archetyping the business and life of your dreams. And I feel very fortunate that I can help people get there. And I've had a really successful year last year. And even though I have a 4-month-old, like literally sleeping on my lap right now, I'm called to do this work. And I want to also be the gold standard of understanding that I love my family. I love my children. I love my marriage. I love my parents, my siblings, my friends. And in order to be the best version of myself in relation to those people, I need to feel incredibly fulfilled. And for me, that's having a thriving business. So it's that modeling, Judy, that comes into the KFITS method that I have systematized and love to share.
It's fabulous. how can people join this very cool coaching program, the K-Fits Method, which I understand is kicking off again this September?
Correct. I only take a few people, but if you're interested, you can go to AtlanticKFits.com. I do have a virtual offer, so geography doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what postal code you're in or zip code, depending who our listenership is. But across the coast, Canada, I can happy to coach any business entrepreneur who's looking to really level up their game. And if you've been sort of throttling, you know, in a car, let's say you're in the gear shift that's in the middle and you haven't had the chance to full throttle up, that's what the K-Fits method allows you to do.
Wow.
But also keep things in perspective, not in the rearview mirror, but right in front of you of what really matters.
Wow. Now, does this work in a live, like even in the virtual program, do you have to show up Monday to Friday, 9 to 5? What if you have a business and you are working, like as we are working, for instance, 11 to 5 every day, how would you factor that into your actual work as an entrepreneur?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I try to meet with people at least once a week. If you're based in the GTA, we can meet in person live. I'm actually right now live at the Collective Workplace, which is an incredible co-working facility right in the center of, say, Midtown Toronto near Yorkdale Mall. And if people are interested in coming in person, I can meet them in person once a week. But it starts with a deep dive where we do about a 3-hour one-on-one summit, I call it, where we really go deep into all the elements of your life to help you sketch and plan what the next couple of months could look like. And the coaching can be 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, 12 months, depending on what you're looking for. But I really find myself to show up as almost like a stakeholder in the business of these women that I'm coaching, to the point where, like, you know, a lot of these sole entrepreneurs, they don't have anyone to bounce anything off of. They don't have a co-founder. They don't have somebody to help solve little fires and big ones. So I come in sort of as a co-founder. Obviously, I don't take a share in the company. I'm not interested in a dollar, but I come in with that much love, excitement, passion, and gratitude. So I'm a little bit selective about who I coach. But if I think I can help you, then I go all in.
That's fabulous. So cool. You also, everyone, I want to tell the audience this, Alana has a podcast, The Mom Halo. She's done 96 episodes to date. I listened to a bunch of them miraculously today, including one with a fertility nutritionist named Sasha Welsh, and with fertility nutrition, Jennifer Rebanillo of Stallworthy, an events coordinator. But we really, really loved your podcast with your father, Daniel. And I related to this so much because I've always had a very close relationship with my father. And what I was struck by was, in addition to your lovely conversation with him, was what a wonderful broadcast voice he has. His voice has such a rich tone and is so delightful to listen to, as do you. So you get it from him. What a lovely, lovely interview that was. What did you love about doing that interview with your dad?
Yeah, Judy, this might relate to, you might find this relatable, and some of the listeners might do also. My dad just turned 81. He's a lifelong criminal lawyer. Been practicing law in Toronto his whole life.
Wow.
And I had an aha moment recently, right before I actually conceived this child, where I really took stock of him and the lifestyle that he has created for our family. He really built everything himself in terms of trying to create generational wealth completely from thin air, has built an incredible practice, and comes from a generation of parenting where, you know, it was sort of the depression. It was the 20s, right? Like, his parents grew up with nothing and they were also self-made. I think for me, Judy, what I loved most about that podcast is it was the first and only time he's ever recorded some of those stories for public consumption. And what was fascinating for me is that as that generation, my parents' generation, becomes to a vintage where those stories are so important to document. Beyond that, I feel like there's a level of legacy respecting that happened right there in that room where I got to respect his legacy while he's alive, right? And so often I call it a living eulogy moment, where often we eulogize those who pass, right? And you think about what you want to be remembered by. And often we don't get to hear those stories or to sing the praises of those that we love until it's too late. So even the simple act of having my father share his legacy on my podcast, which was completely, frankly, left field and not part of my normal archetype of who I interview, I had this calling to just be like, I need him to feel like I'm respecting his legacy well, he's earth side. And to me, that was like a crucial moment. And that was probably the thing that I love the most about interviewing my dad. Aww, thanks for asking.
I love that. Okay. Other than that episode, which I think probably was your favorite of the 96 episodes, and I'm sure many were your favorite, was there a great aha moment for you, or just a moment where you had an epiphany in addition to the beautiful story with your dad on one of the podcasts that stands out for you?
Yeah, it's interesting you say that. I've been podcasting actually for years. I started podcasting as a host in 2018. I had a previous podcast, and it was before COVID hit. I started this podcast with another woman, and we had a lot of fun doing it in person. Nice. And COVID hit, we felt like we didn't have the same vibe doing things virtually. So we sort of wrapped that one up, which I know you can relate to, of course, Judy.
Yes.
Having over 100 podcast episodes.
Yeah.
I found with the recreation and relaunch of podcasting post-COVID was this sort of warm, juicy feeling of seeing people in person again and getting to hear their stories. Totally. And I've had so many aha moments that I can't even begin to articulate them. And I've had the privilege of interviewing so many incredible business owners, entrepreneurs, women with incredible stories. One that I'm sort of circling right now is, there's a couple, let me think. I have a girlfriend of mine who is Palestinian and I'm Jewish, and we came together and had a really honest conversation about what Wow. it's like to be a Palestinian Canadian and a Jewish Canadian when the temperature in the ecosystem and climate is super hot. And it was incredible for us to have that conversation in a very public way. And I felt like we were doing a service to ourselves, our family, our children, to our communities by having a very public and honest and respectful and wonderful conversation. And that was very, very, very meaningful. And I continue to interview incredible guests who I find are primarily women and moms, primarily business owners, who have done the work. They rolled up their sleeves, they invested the dollar, they put their time in, and they have incredible stories to tell. So I feel very privileged to have the mic and to be able to, you know, be the Oprah and let other people be the Dr. Phil, right? Let their area genius yes. shine through and amplify those voices.
That's fabulous. Where's the book? Is there a book in the works?
Oh, no, not for me. Not yet.
You still have a lot of living to do and experiences to have.
I have a lot of living to do. I'm early 40s and I feel like I have the next 10 years really to go full throttle, frankly. So maybe in the next decade, but not right now. It is on the vision board, but right now I have a very young family to raise and a business to build. And when I'm really, really feeling like I'm at the height of my, let's see, when the sonata is written, I'll write the book.
You have 4 kids under the age of 8. And I have to ask you this because you just seem to do it all in such a chill way. Is this just your personality? I know your birthday. Is it your personality or is it a conscious decision? I'm going to be relaxed while I do this.
Don't answer that just yet. We're going to go on a short commercial break. More with Finding Your Bliss and Mom Halo visionary and entrepreneur, Alana Kafitz, when we come back in a moment.
Finding Your Bliss is brought to you by CREATE, Canada's leading fertility center for over 25 years.
CREATE is here for anyone struggling with infertility or in need of assisted reproductive technology to have children. CREATE is about cutting-edge science from highly skilled doctors. In unprecedented times like these, CREATE is about ensuring the safety of all patients and staff. CREATE has made important changes to protect you by ensuring social distancing, wearing masks, as well as screening before entering. So what about the bundle of joy that you've been hoping would come into your family? CREATE Fertility Center is here for you. Visit createivf.com to keep up with the latest changes and learn about CREATE Fertility Center's comprehensive care for every fertility journey. Keep safe and healthy during these challenging days, remembering that life is about moments that we create together.
Hi, everyone. We are back, and this is Finding Your Bliss on Zoomer Radio, AM 740. And just before the break, I was asking you, Alana, if it was a conscious decision to do everything always in a very relaxed and chill manner.
Yeah, it's a great question, Judy. I don't know your magic, by the way. You're literally fire, Judy. I am a very chilled person. I am an alpha mom in the sense that I fiercely love my children. I would do anything for them. but I'm a very type B personality, and I tend to approach life with a very positive, happy, and relaxed personality. It's who I am. And I do have one child of my four who is very complex medically, and we've had a lot of traumatic experiences with that child. And I think sometimes it's in those moments of sort of being pushed up against a wall of strength in very, very trying times that you have no choice but to then live every day as if it's your last and to approach life with happiness and positivity, because I could in many occasions and have been in very, very dark places, but being happy and picking joy and picking relaxness and chillness is a choice I make every day. And some days are not that chill. Obviously, I have four young kiddos, getting them out the door. Times of transition are hard. But generally, yes. One of my favorite sayings is that when you approach one way of life is how you approach all ways of life. And that's who I am. I am very fun. I'm light. I'm love. I'm laughter in parenthood and in business.
Right.
And I think that's maybe my sign, as you pegged me for exactly. I am a very quote unquote capital C chill person.
So great. What a great role model you are for people. Like even how you started this interview, I have to be honest, I don't know if I could have done that with my first or my second. There's all this commotion going on and you just were like chill. You were just like grace and grit. I'm going to get it done. Effortless. It was just awesome. So I gotta hand it to you. We also have something else in common, Lana. We both love radio people. I know you had Josie Dye on, as did I. And you also did a wonderful interview with Ashley Greco. What do you love about radio?
Oh my God. Radio is the best. Radio is the gosh darn best medium there is. You know, I did a degree in communications and I'm a big believer in Marshall McLuhan, that the medium is the message. And to me, there's something about an audio format that's obviously taken a huge resurgence with podcasts, right? There used to be this really famous app that was popular during COVID called Clubhouse, which was a full audio app. Do you remember Clubhouse?
Yes.
So, like, to me, radio is the one medium that will never, ever die. And here's the thing with social media. As a social media expert, which I consider myself a strategist and educator, you know, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, it might all go away tomorrow, right? Like it could all disappear. Emails could disappear. Computers could disappear. Radio will never, ever disappear. It's the most rock and roll, right? The quality of sound you hear in your car, listening to news, having talk show personality hosts across different cities. It is the best medium ever. And I'm an audio girl till the end of day, for sure.
That's so cool. I love that. Part of your KFETS method, Alana, is this wonderful idea, Instagram for Business 101. And you write, and I quote, "Want to know a secret? Everyone is doing Instagram wrong, and I'm going to show you how to do it right." How do you do it right?
Yeah, it's a great quote. Listen, social media, especially when it comes to marketing, if you're a personal brand, if you're a company, if you're an individual thinking about starting a company, the new reality is if you have a business, you have to sort of be the face of your business, in my opinion. And you're not late to dinner on this one. You can show up onto any social media platform. It's basically free. And you get to meet your customer, tell your story, and set the narrative any way you want. It's an incredible tool. So as much as I love radio, I love Instagram. I think it's an incredibly passionate, personalized tool to have direct contact into the phone of people who are your customer. And influence is real. People purchase things in real time. When you show them something, they click on links, they buy from you. So the question is, can you learn how to use the medium, that medium, to become an incredibly successful business owner? And the answer is yes. If they do, then they're probably doing pretty well in business.
You know, I think part of it is being very real and genuine and authentic. The more real you are on Instagram or TikTok and you show who you are, the more you're relatable. And one of the things I loved was your Instagram post on Mom Halo, at Mom Halo, everybody. I'll tell you again at the end of the show, where you said, "I didn't have time for a long walk today, but then I thought if a CEO of a major company could juggle three kids and a fair and still attend a Coldplay concert, I can fit in a walk."
Oh my God. What did you think of? Okay. I love that. You're so funny. Alana, you are the ultimate community builder, connector, and networking maven. We've talked about this. You really have expertise in creating programming content that speaks to the millennial demographic. What is your secret sauce to making it all work? Because you're very good at it. This is something that not everyone can do.
I can tell you, Nia Vardalos from My Big Fat Greek Wedding can do this.
I've known her for many years. She has that ability to bring people together. She does it on a film set. You do it in this context that you work in. But what is it, do you think, about you?
Thank you, Judy. It's a really interesting question. So let me think about that for a sec. I think I care deeply about people. I want to know their story, and I come from a helping profession. As a result, I'm constantly trying to figure out a way that I can either help somebody find love, find money, find job, find a deal. Like, I always want to just help people in any way possible. And because I come from a helping profession, I tend to become extremely dialed in on the person and who I'm speaking with. And yes. I have an incredible knack to figure out who is who in my zoo and how I can connect one person to another to benefit them. And as a result, I do influencer marketing. I do teach influencer marketing. That's part of what I do, is that I do believe I am a woman of influence. And as a result, if I say, you need to meet Judy. She's the person who's going to A, B, and C. I want to make that connection deeply because I just want to be the person who makes the match. And then I'm happy to walk away. Right. And then I see myself as almost like a deep listener who cares deeply about somebody's success and passion and their road to freedom, whatever that looks like. And that's why I love people.
It's really, really incredible. You have raised over $250,000 for Sick Kids Hospital. Can you tell us more about this and how people can help? Do you want people to be involved in giving to this charity? How can people help?
Sure, of course. I have 4 children, and my 3rd child, Henry Cantor, who just turned 5 last week, has an ultra rare genetic disorder. And we discovered it during COVID when he was 9 months old after a very long stay at Sick Kids. And while I was living in the howled halls of Sick Kids during COVID by myself, it was the first time that I had been part of a hospital experience that was so obviously life-changing. They saved my child's life. I learned a lot about Sick Kids and all the incredible work that they've done. And even though it's a children's hospital, nurses and doctors, they clock in, they clock out, they go home. Parents never leave, you know? A nurse and a doctor are incredibly amazing, and they work long shifts and they save lives. A parent is a bedside. There's no 12-hour shift, right? You're there 7 days a week, 24 right. hours a day, 365. And I felt like when I was at SickKids, there wasn't necessarily a space for parents and caregivers to sort of take a breath, Judy, as we did at the beginning of this call, to just go inward to reflect, because even though it's a children's hospital, there isn't a lot of parent spaces or caregiver spaces. So I felt compelled during my time at SickKids to see if we could do a give back. And the give back became an incredibly viral campaign during COVID, where people were making bread and sourdough and selling it. Kids were doing lemonade stands. T-shirt companies were making logoed shirts and donating. So it was sort of what I call a nano community effort of people raising money for Sick Kids. Now, a company like Echo Age, you can do birthday parties that go towards our campaign. And it was one of the biggest prides of my life, frankly, to go from a really small thought of saying we should maybe try to fundraise for a space for parents and caregivers at SickKids to sort of becoming part of the campaign. And now we proudly have a Mom Halo, Project Mom Halo plaque at SickKids on the wall,
which
we did for 3 years. And one of the fundraisers once said to me, I've never seen somebody from ideation to wall happen as quick as that happened. So we move quickly.
You're unbelievable. How can people contribute to this? What can people do that are listening?
Of course, if you go to Project Halo, or you go to Sick Kids and look up Sick Kids Project Halo, I'll send a link and we can link it up. But if you want to do your own initiative, make a gift, do a good back, have a birthday party, if you just feel compelled, you can help us contribute to our goal.
That's fantastic. Really, really amazing. What drives you so relentlessly to succeed and yet do it all in this very relaxed manner? Because usually you do think of people who drive themselves relentlessly as very type A. And you've already said you are a type B person. Can you explain that dichotomy of those two things at play?
Yeah, I think I'm a lover of life and I'm a lifelong learner and I'm very coachable. So as a result, I feel like I have been catapulted into a circumstance. Yeah, Judy, I don't know. I think honestly, like I love life and I've seen life do incredible things. I watched my kiddo obviously almost die in front of me in 2023. My almost three-year-old at the time needed to have compressions in front of me. And when you see your child have a heart attack, like nothing makes you feel more alive than them waking up every day. So as a result, I have a choice every day of how I'm going to show up in this world. And I am hungry. I'm hungry to live. I'm hungry to learn. I'm hungry to be profitable myself. I'm hungry to make profit for other people. I'm hungry to make new connections. And to satiate my hunger, I jump out of bed every single day, excited for what the day is going to bring. And I do that with no chip on my shoulder, with no ulterior motive, except for like, I'm excited to live on planet Earth. As you said, like, you can't be anything else than who you are. I show up exactly as I am. This is who I am. Doesn't matter if it's on a podcast recording. It doesn't matter if I'm on social media or if you meet me in person. Being myself is the only person I can be, and anyone else would be boring. So that's why I try to live so, so wholly.
You're such a bliss person. It's not even funny what a bliss person you are. Like, I can't tell you how everything is serendipity and how this all evolved was meant to happen. Is there a golden nugget that you want to impart, maybe you just did, to women on how to do it all, how to be successful, but put your family first, feel joyful and calm and serene while doing it all? Just a golden nugget of how to achieve this.
Yeah, I would say there was a golden nugget that I would share with women today from what I've learned, it's the following, that we have a choice of how we show up in this world. And it doesn't matter where you came from, socioeconomic status, race, marital status, ability, body illness, whatever it is, we have a choice of how we show up in this world. And you might have been raised with some sort of limiting belief about who you are, that you're lucky, that you're unlucky, that you're somebody who has money, who doesn't have money, somebody who's skinny, somebody who's fat, like whatever it is, whatever you believe to be true is the narrative in which you are telling yourself. There's the narrative and then there's the truth. And I think sometimes we make up really grandiose stories about why we are who we are or how we are who we are. And the truth is you're just who you are. Right. And to love that person wholly, regardless of how you got there. And if that resonates with you, like I would love to know from who you are, if you're looking to lean into yourself a little bit more. If you're looking to me, self-care includes building a business of your dreams. I'd love to talk to you. I'd love to connect with you. And I would love to learn more about you. You can follow me on Instagram at MomHalo, which is sort of a daily dose of me with sort of a side serving of my daily grind of life. But also I do have these coachable moments. And if that's something of interest to you, I would love to know you.
That's so great. There's a question that we ask everyone at the end of the show. And of course, we're going to ask it to you. I think you might have already answered it. I don't know. What is bliss for Alana Kafitz?
What is bliss? Oh, bliss for me is being in my minivan with my children, with loud music and everybody eating and as a road tripping somewhere where I'm not driving. I don't want to drive, but I want to be the passenger listening to music with my kids living fully around me and me being completely present in the chaos that is my daily life. Serve that with the side of a phone call from somebody who just told me they like landed a client or they had their business success ever or our plan worked or something like that. That combined to me is bliss, is being completely present and available to my children with the side of my clients feeling incredibly successful in their businesses. And to me, that's family first, frankly.
It's been an absolute honor. I want to thank you very, very much for being on our show today. This has been, it's been an honor. I don't know what else to say. You make me cry and you make me happy and blissful. So thank you.
Well, Judy, the pleasure is all mine. I've never been interviewed by somebody as eloquent and well-researched as you. And I feel like a celebrity talking to you. So thank you so much for that honor.
Thank you so much. Best way for people to contact you and connect with you on social media. I know you just talked about Instagram, but just tell us all about, including your website.
Sure. You can check out anything about Mama Halo at www.momhalo.com. My Instagram channel is at MomHalo, M-O-M-H-A-L-O. And if you're interested in any of my coaching programs, I am at Alana, A-L-A-N-A, K-Fitz, K-A-Y-F-E-T-Z, .com. And I'm very findable. So reach out to me. I want to know you.
That's awesome. And thank you again so much for being here. Right now, we're going to go on a short commercial break, more with Finding Your Bliss and our next guest, singer extraordinaire, Sage Siegel. Be right back. Back in a moment.
Finding Your Bliss is brought to you by CREATE, Canada's leading fertility center for over 25 years.
CREATE is here for anyone struggling with infertility or in need of assisted reproductive technology to have children. CREATE is about cutting-edge science from highly skilled doctors. In unprecedented times like these, CREATE is about ensuring the safety of all patients and staff. CREATE has made important changes to protect you by ensuring social distancing, wearing masks, as well as screening before entering. So what about the bundle of joy that you've been hoping would come into your family? CREATE Fertility Center is here for you. Visit createivf.com to keep up with the latest changes and learn about CREATE Fertility Center's comprehensive care for every fertility journey. Keep safe and healthy during these challenging days, remembering that life is about moments that we create together.
Hi, everyone. We are back, and this is Finding Your Bliss on Zoomer Radio, AM 740. And I want to begin by giving a shout out to this segment sponsor, Ashford Cleaners. Thanks to Ashford Cleaners for sponsoring this segment for Finding Your Bliss. Ashford Cleaners is Toronto's best dry cleaner with hand-finished detailing, laundry, tailoring, you name it, and they'll take care of it while always going the extra mile to make sure you leave with a smile on your face. And they also offer you free pickup and delivery, so it's easy to keep your entire closet ship-shape and ready to go. Thanks, Ashford. We love you. I'm so delighted to welcome back to the program singer-songwriter Sage Siegel. Sage will be sharing a beautiful cover with us at the end of the show. But before we meet her, let me tell you a little bit more about her. Sage Siegel is a 22-year-old Toronto-based singer-songwriter whose passion for music began before she could even speak. At 13, she became a mini pop kid, performing and recording with Canada's top kids music brand. Since then, she's grown an online following of nearly 100,000 through her YouTube and TikTok covers, including a viral rendition of Beyoncé's Halo. With her soulful tone and distinctive harmonies, Sage continues to hone her craft. She just graduated from the Media, Information, and Technoculture program at University of Western. Congratulations. And she hopes to continue her journey as a musician and to continue writing original music. Sage, welcome back to Finding Your Bliss.
Thank you, Judy. I'm happy to be here.
I'm so glad to have you here. And I have to tell you how I thought of you was over the summer at your summer job. You were also on social media with Jillian Abramski. And I saw you with your candies and all of your fun things. And I was like, she is so great, that Sage, because you do. You really light up a room. And we were discussing you last night. We talked about that in the green room. But you do light up every room you walk into. And I want to just ask you to take us back, because you've been away in Europe. What was it like performing the song Valerie and getting up on stage in Amsterdam?
Oh my goodness. It was honestly, it felt like a fever dream. It didn't even feel real. To say that I got up on stage in Amsterdam, it does not sound like a real sentence, but so I'll give you the little rundown of what happened. So I met this Australian guy, Ty, who is very musical, really wanted to like get himself out there in Amsterdam. And I was like, honestly, mad respect to you. Like, that is so awesome. Like, you do you. And he was like, oh, well, actually, there's an open mic on my birthday, and I'd love it if you could sing a couple songs with me. And I was like, that is music to my ears. Literally, I would love nothing more. So we rehearsed in our little residence dorm room in Amsterdam. And yeah, I mean, we got there and the whole bar was basically filled with a bunch of exchange students that like Ty got to come for the performance. Nice. And it was very cool to be able to just get up on stage and the whole bar went silent and they were just, I guess, in awe of the fact that we were like, you know, so ready to go, tied at his guitar. Like, I just got up on stage and it was honestly a very, very cool experience. And I wish I did it more, but just to have the one experience was very, very special. And yeah, it was great.
That's so amazing. Well, you were fab. You're always fabulous. Like I've never seen you not be fabulous in every permutation and computation. It's amazing. You know, yep. Sage, I love this shot of you standing in a field. This is, I think, on Instagram, playing the trumpet. And it's from about 2 years ago. I want to say it's from 2023. And you're standing in a field. And while you're playing the trumpet, right beside you, someone is playing the trombone. Can you tell me about you and the trumpet?
Yes, of course. So there is this guy, he goes by Distant Matter. His name is Alex. He is fantastic. He is a DJ and, you know, I think he's mainly based in LA now, but during COVID actually, and like all the way back in 2020, we wrote this song together on Zoom and it's called Ancient Symphony. And, it is a great tune, honestly. And I didn't know what was going to happen with it. I mean, I really gave Alex the direction of if you want to release it, by all means, but we can also just keep this to ourselves and whatever. So this was in 2020. And then I ended up getting a phone call from him in, I think it was either January of 2023. And he was like, Sage, it's a couple years later, but I think it's time. I want this to be the song of the summer. And I was like,
oh my God.
Okay, let's do it. And so I was just wrapping up my third year of university, or maybe was it my second? I don't know. It was one of the years of university. And I was wrapping up my semester. And I just remember, you know, going to his house. We started shooting all the, you know, media content for the song. And we went to the field you saw that was, I think, very south of Toronto, you know, near the water. And yeah, we filmed a bunch of the content for that, which was so fun. And then we ended up releasing it in June. And then, you know, it got to all the sleepover camps and all these kids were singing the song. And it was really, really cool to see. And now some people even like recognize me as like, oh, she's the Ancient Symphony singer.
That is so cool.
It's so cool. And like, I honestly, I love to like showcase my voice and I love to go low and high and whatever, but that song is so fun and it's so fresh and I love it. It's always
it's
so
phenomenal. Like it really is fun. And we're not even playing. So everybody, we're playing something else today, but you've got to check out, tell us the name of the song again. It's called
Ancient Symphony by Distant Matter and Sage.
And it's available everywhere, like on all streaming platforms.
Yep.
That is so cool. I love that. Everyone really go give it a listen because you're going to want to add it to your playlist. It's phenomenal. So I said this off the top, you were the social media and public relations coordinator at the Ivy Day Camp this summer. How would you describe the experience? It looked like a lot of fun. And please tell me that you sang for the kids.
Yes. So actually this summer I implemented, with the help of the directors at the Ivy, I implemented a singing program. It was called Glee Club for the little ones. And we did a little repeat after me sing along outside, which was lovely. And I did that a couple times a week. And then in the afternoons for the older kids, they have this thing called like a major and a minor. So they get to pick specific activities that they can go and do without their cabin. And so one of the minors was called Singing with Sage. And so during the summer, I got to be able to, you know, teach the kids how to sing, you know, some like more one-on-one lessons. And there was this staff, Jack, who had perfect pitch for piano, like literally. What's it called? I don't even know what it's called. But he just, whatever song you play, he played it on the piano.
Like by ear. He could just play it without the sheet music. Yes. Wow.
Yeah. It was fascinating. So he was there with me in my minor playing the piano for us. And it was honestly super special. And I think the kids got more of a appreciation for singing and music because it wasn't quite offered in the way that we were doing it at camp. And so I was really fortunate to be able to show that to the kids. But yeah, so other than that, I mean, my actual other side of the job was the PR and content creator. And it was so fun to be able to just make these videos, run around camp with a tiny little microphone. And it really just made me show my inner child, which was so special to me. I could do that at all times of the year. It was so fun for me. And yeah, so I would say that position is very special and I hold it near and dear in my heart because I get to, you know, go and communicate with and interact with the whole camp. It's not just one unit. It's kids from 4 to 14. And I think I spread myself all around campus. I think a lot of the kids now know my name and whether they like it or not.
Great. You know what I love about this story? So many things. I mean, first of all, that you were probably like the celebrity of the camp. I mean, obviously, but also the fact that you combined your work, your social media gig, which, you know, you trained for in university, with your love of singing and your not just love of it, our love of listening to you sing, and you married those two things. And that's so cool. Like, that's really, really fabulous. I love that.
It was awesome. Yeah.
So 2 years ago, approximately, you sang this gorgeous Sarah Bareilles tune in a live performance at Ellen Schwartz's cottage for an in-person Jake's Jam event. And it was so awesome. First of all, can you tell us briefly what you love about performing on Jake's Jam and what Jake's Jam is all about?
Oh my goodness. Words cannot even describe how special it is to be able to contribute and sing for everyone. It's honestly just such a special opportunity. And it's really opened my eyes to, first of all, how many talented people there are in this city that I had no clue existed. And just to get everyone together, it's such a community feeling and it's so beautiful. And I need to do it more now that I am graduated. It was just, I need to find the time because seriously, it is so special and I'm so lucky to be a part of it. But when Ellen decided to do the in-person Jake's Jam, I was available and said, of course, let's do it. And I got up there and singing live is like no other. There's no other feeling. You get those nervous jitters and then you decide to just, you know, start singing. And then it's like, okay, you can like feel the weight slowly lifting off your shoulders. Yeah. Very slowly, may I add. I feel like by the second verse of a song, I'm like, I'm good. But, you know, at the beginning, it's always a little nerve-wracking, but I just have to tell myself that this is what I love to do. And I just pretend that I'm singing in my room alone on my live. And, you know, it was such a special performance. And even 2 years later, I still look at that performance and I'm like, okay, this is just a great way of showcasing my voice. I think I, you know, still sound like that. And it's my favorite song to sing, Gravity by Sarah Bareilles. It's seriously a killer song. And I'm very excited for everyone to listen to it.
Well, you're all in for a real treat. I could listen to this over and over. Without further ado, let's all have a listen to Sage singing her cover of Gravity by Sarah Bareilles.
Brings me back to you. It never takes too long. No matter what I say or do, I still feel you here till the moment I'm gone. You hold me touch, you keep me without chains. I never wanted anything so much than to drown in your love and not feel your rain. Set me free. Everything I think I need here on the ground. had to let you go. The one thing that I still know is you're keeping me down. Woo!
Oh my God. Oh my God. I have the chills and I've heard it like many times and I was there, but that is just so, your tone and your voice, are just so gorgeous. I don't know what else to say. It's just, you're phenomenal. You're phenomenal. I just, I hear you singing. I just want a whole concert. Like, aww, you're the best.
I mean, you know what? That's the thing. When I start singing one song and they're like, okay, Sage, sing one song. I could literally sing for multiple hours on end. Like, it is so enjoyable for me and addicting in the best way possible. And I'm really looking forward to hopefully giving that to the world one day.
I love it. Well, that you've just parlayed me into one of my last questions, and I know they're telling me to wrap, but you know, I can't wrap when I'm with you because you're too great. What is your ultimate dream in the music industry? Just briefly, if you could say like your ultimate dream, nothing standing in the way, you can just do it.
I mean, of course, to be able to sing live on a stage in some capacity, whether that's in bars in Nashville or, you know, on Broadway in New York or wherever that may be or wherever life may take me. Get me on a stage with a microphone. I don't care what capacity it's in. I don't care who's in the audience, how many people are in the audience. As long as I'm able to just turn my passion into a career one day, that's the ultimate goal.
Well, I think you're going to get there. I have no doubt whatsoever.
Thank you.
I know I've asked you this question before. Of course, we're going to ask it to you again. What is bliss these days for Sage Siegel?
Oh, bliss. Okay. I would say family time, because I was just on exchange for 6 months, and it's really crazy to live on the other side of the world from your family for even 6 months. And so just spending time with my family is bringing me so much joy. I've only been back for a couple months now, but it's just flown by this summer. And it's just nice to be able to, you know, go for lunch with my mom or go to the park with my brother, just anything in any capacity to spend time with them is so special to me. And that's what gives me bliss.
I love that. Sage, you're a good one. You're a real good one. What is the best way for people to contact you and connect with you on social media?
So that singer Sage is my handle on TikTok and Instagram are my main social media platforms. And other than that, you can go to the link tree in my Instagram to listen to my music. You can just search up Sage in all caps and my music will be there available on all streaming platforms.
Awesome. 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 Thank you so much. Will you do it again when the next cover, the next song in a field, the next whatever, Amsterdam, whatever it is.
My absolute pleasure, Judy. My absolute pleasure.
I love that. We always love to see you here. Each week we spotlight a fabulous person like Alana K. Fitz, who's living their bliss. And as you've just heard, we also love to feature talented singers, songwriters, or musicians like Sage Siegel on the show. So if you're a singer, please reach out to us. And I'm also on Insight Timer, the number one free meditation app. And of course, you can always follow us at The Bliss Minute on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. I'd like to thank our wonderful guests, Alana K. Fitz and Sage Siegel, for being on the show today. Also, thank you to Mag Ruffman, Siobhan Kiley, producers Chelsea Lockstedt, producer Eva Shabatai, Olivia Vigiani, audio engineer Juliana Yannis-Yello, senior editor Lauren Kavinsky, video editor Sierra Brown Rodriguez, audio producer Faz Kazi, and everyone here at Zoomer. And of course, a big thank you to our sponsor, The Create Fertility Center, and also to our segment sponsor, Ashford Cleaners. For everyone here, I'm Judy Liebrack, reminding you all to take one step closer to finding your bliss.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.